This is Missouri Appellate Opinions presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Ridgetop Manor, LLC, Respondent versus Lisa M. White, Appellant, decided June 17, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, Ridgetop Manor, LLC, number ED12761, Respondent, appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Louis County versus Zur, case number 24SL, AC0650401, Lisa M. White, Honorable Nicolette A. Clapp, Appellant, filed June 17, 2025. Introduction. This appeal concerns the rule of law. It addresses whether objecting to personal jurisdiction and then filing a counterclaim afterwards waives a jurisdictional defense, and how Chapter 534's service of process section should be applied. Lisa White appeals the Circuit Court's judgment in an unlawful detainer action, granting Ridgetop Manor, LLC, possession of an apartment. In point Y, White argues Ridgetop violated paragraph 534.90.1-2 because it did not attempt personal service before attempting service by posting process on her apartment door and mailing it to her address as the statute requires. One in point two, White argues service by mail was deficient because Ridgetop forwarded the summons to the special process server before the issuing date. As to point I, this court holds paragraph 534-090 should be strictly applied such that any violation of the statute constitutes reversible error. This court holds Ridgetop violated paragraph 534-090 because 1. All statutory references are to R.S. Mocum, Supertalzer 2024. 2. 1. Ridgetop did not demonstrate it attempted personal service before posting and mailing service. 2. The Circuit Court never entered an order for service by posting or mail. 3. Ridgetop never requested such an order. And 4. Ridgetop did not demonstrate it posted a notice in one public place in the county where White was believed to dwell. This court further holds White did not waive her insufficient service of process argument because she raised it in her first responsive pleading, and having done so, was permitted to probe into the merits and file a counterclaim. Point I is granted. Because point I is dispositive, this court declines to address point two. The Circuit Court's judgment is vacated and remanded with specific instructions to dismiss without prejudice. Ridgetop's motion for attorney fees taken with the case is denied. Factual and procedural history. White signed a one-year lease with Ridgetop in September 2023. Ridgetop terminated White's lease for violations of its community policies. White refused to vacate. Ridgetop filed its unlawful detainer petition and request for special process server on March 1, 2024. The Circuit Court granted the request for a special process server on the same day, but noted the summons should not be forwarded to White before the issue date of March 5th. In its order, the Circuit Court warned the failure to follow these instructions may result in your summons being returned. On the server's return, the server wrote he had mailed the summons and petition to White on March 4, 2024. And posted it to her apartment door on March 8, 2024 at 11:06 a.m. White failed to appear for her court date on March 26th, and the Circuit Court entered a default judgment against her the following day. On April 4th, White filed a motion to overturn, dismiss, and a motion to countersue as a pro se defendant. In the motion to overturn, dismiss, White alleged, "I was not served. They didn't request to serve her by posting and mail. They have to try to serve me by in-person and then by mail." In the motion to countersue, White brought statutory claims of 3 falsifying documentation against Ridgetop. The Circuit Court treated the motion to overturn dismiss as a motion to set aside the default judgment, and on April 9th, set aside the default judgment. With both parties' consent, the Circuit Court continued the case for a bench trial on April 30th. White filed another motion to dismiss on April 22nd, alleging she was not served. Before the bench trial, the Circuit Court took up White's April 22nd motion to dismiss. White argued, "I was not served at all. Besides the mail that came to me, nothing was posted on my door. I was not served in person. And also, they did not apply to post and mail. Serve by post and mail, which is also a part of the law that they have to do." She further stated, "Only piece of thing I got is the mail, and I have that original paperwork too." Ridgetop argued she had waived those arguments because she filed multiple motions and appeared for trial. The Circuit Court found that by filing the counterclaim, White had availed herself of service in this court. It also found posting was a valid way to serve White
because it was authorized by par 539.040 and overruled her April 22nd motion to dismiss. After the trial, the circuit court issued its judgment in Ridgetop's favor, granted it possession of the apartment, and awarded it $4,557.25 in damages. This appeal follows. Standard of review,